Dedicated to the survival of American democracy in an increasingly dangerous world, this is Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney, acted as Assistant Secretary of Defense for International Security Policy under President Ronald Reagan, founder and president of the Center for Security Policy in Washington, D.C., the go-to man for defense and foreign policy issues, joined by the greatest minds in the security policy business, the special forces in the war of ideas at Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney.
Welcome to Secure Freedom Radio. This is Frank Gaffney, your host and guide for what I think of as an intelligence briefing on the war for the free world. In the course of 2015, one of the men I've been most impressed by in terms of his intelligence and his ability to convey with great clarity important stories that are not getting, at least here in the United States, the sort of attention they warrant, notably from Europe. He is Søren Kern, a distinguished senior fellow at the Gatestone Institute. He's also a senior analyst for transatlantic relations at the Madrid-based Grupo de Estudios Estratégico. He is a guy whose writings at Gatestone, I think, are really required reading, and it's been a privilege to talk with him, once earlier in the year, and now to have a full hour to chat about what's been going on in Europe and what it might mean not only for the security of important allies of the United States, elements of the free world, as I think of it, but also for us as well. Søren Kern, welcome back to Secure Freedom Radio. The best for the new year, and thank you very much for joining us here at the tail end of 2015.
Thank you very much for having me. My pleasure.
I guess I'd like to start with sort of your principal insight, Søren, about 2015 as it relates to Europe. Obviously, the migration story is huge. Maybe you want to start there, but take us where you'd like to in terms of assessing what we saw in 2015 in Germany and elsewhere in Europe.
Sure. I think that as at the beginning of 2015, no one could have possibly imagined how this year was going to end up, especially with the migration crisis. I think that this thing has been building up, this migration crisis has been building up for many years, obviously, with the chaos in Syria and Iraq, with the spread of the Islamic State. This has sort of exacerbated the problem. But I think really what we're looking at here is, and the big picture, is really the demise, I guess you could say, or the beginning of the demise of the European nation state. I think what we have here is a situation where these countries, all of these countries, particularly Germany, but also Greece and some of the other, Italy in particular, are becoming totally overwhelmed by this influx of migrants. And we're going to see over the coming year or two that these migrants are completely unintegratable into European society. And what we're going to see is essentially European bureaucrats and European leaders like Angela Merkel really using this crisis as a way to transfer more sovereignty and more power to the European Union. There's sort of a mantra within the European Union to never let any crisis go to waste. And the idea over many years has been to build up the institutions of the EU, that is to transfer national sovereignty away from the nation state towards the EU. And I think what we're going to see here really as a consequence of 2015 is really a push to develop a full-fledged European army. There's already talk about the European Commission, the administrative arm of the EU that's based in Brussels, of essentially building up a border security force that would be allowed to go into countries like Greece or countries that are unable to secure their border without the permission of the nation state and to take control over aspects of border patrolling. And we're seeing much, much more of this. And I think really, as we look back at 2015 and we see where this is all going, that's, to my mind, really the key issue here.
Yeah, it seems, at least from this perspective, to be athwart what a lot of European nations, not by any means all of them, but a number of them, certainly in what Don Rumsfeld famously called New Europe, the Eastern European states, but also in the aftermath of the attacks in Paris, France as well, one of the absolute founding members of the whole European transnational experiment, have seemingly said, you know, enough of this subordination of our sovereignty. We're going to restore our national borders. We're going to, in other ways, depart from sort of the precepts of the European superstate. Am I missing something there?
No, I think Donald Rumsfeld's comments years ago were very prescient, and they hold very clear today. There's clearly a split within the EU of the Eastern European countries that spent most of the 20th century under the domination of communism, finally got their freedom at the end of the 20th century, and now they're in this EU structure, which is in many ways very similar to Soviet centralization. And they're saying, no, no way. And I think on the continent itself, the other holdout really is the UK. Britain has been very reluctant to play along with these migrant quotas that the Brussels people are trying to impose on the other EU nation states. So we have clearly a split between the Central European powers, which is really Germany and France, Italy to some extent, and of course Belgium, the smaller countries, and then the Eastern European countries and the UK.
But in France, Søren Kernen, let me press you on this, because I think that there was kind of the you know, the old line about a conservative being a liberal who was mugged by reality. You had a very avid promoter of this idea of pan-Europeanism in France under François Hollande, no less, a socialist who nonetheless, after the attacks in Paris, saying, you know, we have to close our borders. We have to pull back from, as I say, that sort of most fundamental of Europeanist visions. Has that gone over the side, or was that just a temporary reaction to a particular crisis, and that the ship of, well, superstatism, I guess you'd call it, you know, plunges on?
Yeah, that's a really good question. I think that there's politics has a huge play in the equation in France. And that is because a lot of ordinary people are completely fed up with European Union, with the centralization, and particularly with the EU migration crisis. And I think that the continental leaders, particularly in France, are very concerned about the surge of more right-wing parties. They're called right-wing in the European context, but in the American context, it would be sort of, I guess you could say, like a Tea Party movement, a popular uprising against all these policies that are really non-democratic. And I think that after the terrorist attacks in Paris in January with Charlie Hebdo, and again in November, that there's this constant tension between the drive for more European Union, more European comity, and on the other hand, trying to stave off a popular rebellion against all of these policies. And I think that's what the French president is trying to play here. He's trying to play at both sides. France has historically always been one of the main promoters of European integration. Even before Germany was really on board with this thing, during the Helmut Kohl era, it was the French who were really driving this. The idea was always that the German mark was so strong that France had no possibility to compete with that. And one of the ideas was to take away the German D-mark would be a way for France sort of to, I guess, equalize its power in a way with Germany on the continental scene.
And build these sort of state edifices or super-state edifices that would constrain Germany's future trajectory. But the point that I guess we are going to pause here momentarily and then discuss at greater length with Søren Kern in the following segments of this program is, what kind of transformative effect has the migration crisis, by some estimates now a million people having been introduced into Europe from places like Syria and Iraq and Afghanistan and Eritrea and elsewhere, done to this notion of either sovereign national states or a European Union that will essentially replace them? This is the kind of question that has bearing not only on the future of Europe, of course, and our alliance partners there, but also to a very considerable degree has important insights for us here in the United States as we face some of the repercussions, both in terms of migration and otherwise here in this country as well. Soren Kern from the Gatestone Institute is our guest for this full hour wrap-up of 2015, looking at Europe more straight ahead.
Visit us at facebook.com/securefreedom with Frank Gaffney.